Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Okay, good morning. I'm Keith Overt. It's October 2nd. This is Pensacola Business Radio. We've got some great guests here today. I'd like to welcome Tim Eklund with the agency.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. Aaron Wilmer with Edward Jones.
Good morning, America.
Okay, Beads Davis with the USO.
Good morning, guys.
And the longest name in history, we decided, Dana Cervantes Richardson, also with the USO.
Yes, you're welcome for that name.
Okay, well, good morning, guys. Thank you all for being here.
Thank
so,
you.
Tim, tell me, I've watched you coming out of the gate here, man. You've done this really, taken over this reality thing and just really started knocking it down. So tell me about it, man.
Well, you know, I've been involved with real estate here in Pensacola for about a year and a half. Moved here from a big city on the West Coast, Phoenix. So kind of have a big city mentality with a lot of things. And when I got into it, I didn't realize how hot the market was. And, you know, I've been busier than a one-armed paper hanger, I'll tell you that much. And it's fun. It allows me a lot of free time with my family. Got a wife
sure.
and two kids, so that's the thing I love about it.
Yeah. So I rent, so I have no concept of what the market is doing now. But when I did own a house, it was at the top of the bubble, and I know it crashed. So
right.
are you saying it's coming back, and you've got people buying houses left and right, huh?
Left and right. Like I always say that my wife hates, you know, the lights are staying on, there's food on the table, but it's amazing. I actually looked up the other day, just in East Hill, since January, there's been over 200 houses that have sold.
Wow.
Just in East Hill.
Yeah.
And because I really didn't think that East Hill had that kind of turnover, number one.
Right.
Because everybody wants to be in East Hill.
Yeah. So that's where I used to live, too. That's such a cool neighborhood.
Right. So you would think people would be staying. So it's interesting just seeing that. But there's even though the lending side of things is a little tougher now than it was because everybody's getting smarter and more strict. But there's tons of buyers, which is great. You know, if you work with strictly buyers, and then also that there's that wave of people that short sold a house or foreclosed on a house that are actually now able to buy,
right.
Which is nice. So
cool. So I know there's another side of what you do with the realty, but, I've called you some days and you've been knee deep in tiling or tearing down walls or fixing something in some other house that I had no idea that you had a part of. So you do a lot of flipping. Is that right?
You know, just started doing that. We're on our second one, which is awesome. There's a lot of opportunity here in the area to where you can buy things at a pretty, you know, there's a lot of distressed homes, you know, Florida still has, is number one for foreclosures in the country, and there's a lot of them that are still rolling through. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to buy a lot of these distressed homes for a lower amount of money and put some money into it. And not only is it, you know, one thing I love about it is that it's helping out the community.
Right.
You know, there's so many distressed homes, and if you are a homeowner, you know, you hate looking at that eyesore or probably 10 eyesores just on your block.
Right.
If you really drive around, there's a lot of vacant homes, and they've been vacant for years. You know, luckily there might be a preservation company that is taking care of the lawn, but you know, nobody wants to look at those, especially if you're in a part of town that might be, you know, it's a little bit more crime or
right.
you know, people breaking into them or homeless people kind of shacking up. So, but yeah, you know, there's a great market for that. You know, there's lenders out there now that are, giving, investor loans so people can buy something. And even on the owner occupant side, if somebody wanted to rehab a home, they mm-hmm. could do it and live in it and put themselves in a position to have equity. There's a couple different rehab loans where the rehab gets tied right into the mortgage, which is great.
Right.
So somebody can buy a distressed home in Cordova or East Hill and get it, you know, pretty far under market, rehab it and make some money and hopefully sell it in the future or just have their dream home.
Right.
Instead of having to pay more because people do see that there is, the market is, you know, coming up. Obviously, it's coming up slowly, but yeah, I'm probably just running on there. So.
That's all right. That's all right. So, well, you know, the next thing is that if somebody were interested in doing this, I mean, can they call Tim and,
yes, sir.
And say, hey, let's go find a house for me to flip, and what's the process? And
yeah, they can call that realtor guy.
That's it. There it is.
You need a seller buy, call that realtor guy. Yeah, but they can call me anytime. Also, we liquidate foreclosures from Orange Beach, Alabama to Panama City. We have.
Yeah, so you've got a whole listing of things that are ready to go if somebody wants to flip or move in,
yes,
at a
sir.
Lower rate. Huh?
Right. And you know, I got contractors and, you know, inspectors and all that kind of stuff, which is nice for maybe the average person that doesn't have all that stuff that wants to do it. Maybe they got a pension, or they got some kind of an inheritance, or they've just been saving up and they got $40,000-$50,000 that they want to spend. Now they can buy something and they can give me a call anytime. I'm probably one of the few agents that work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Answer my phone on Sundays.
This is true.
Even though it's
him
day
on
the
Sundays,
Lord and football
and he
day.
Does answer. So you can be a one-stop shop for somebody then.
Yes, sir.
And get them lined up and flipping a house or fixing a house or getting it inspected.
Right.
Or,
you know, buying, selling, whatever they need to do. Or even if you want to do it on your own, there's a lot of people that want to try to do a for sale by owner. You can call me. I'll answer any questions that you have. We also do a flat fee listing service since there is so many people,
sure,
that want to try to sell it on their own. A lot of people might owe too much, so they can't pay a 6%, 7%, whatever it is, commission that agent, negotiated with, but so they can list their house, still do it on their own. It's $495. They pay a buyer's agent premium,
right?
Because that way, if an agent wants to show their house or, you know, hopefully you're going to pay them. But so they can, you know, even a for sale by owner. So if they have questions, or we have our own title company as well, Agency Title Group. So we are really a good one stop
shop. Yeah,
you're
making it smooth, huh?
You know, everything's in house. The title company's right there. So, you know, especially on these foreclosures, you know, we right when it goes under, contract, we, run the title work, do all the title search and everything right then. That way, if there is any issues, they can get handled typically during that inspection period that, you know, people are allotted.
Cool.
So
what do you see, you know, what do you see next for Tim? Because I know you're doing the agency stuff.
Right.
And then I know you're able to do Tim Eklund stuff, right? I mean, obviously,
right,
the flipping is sort of under your name. But then,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what else do you see? I know you're growing.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really involved, or love to be involved, with the community. When I moved here, I did a lot of just volunteer work with MANA, because I didn't have a job, moved here without a job. I chased my wife here. It's the only reason why I'm in Pensacola. So moved here without a job because I moved from Phoenix and
yeah,
things like that. But I'm really involved with the community. Just joined the Seville Rotary to just do some extra, you know, community outreach. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we painted, it's called the Curry House, which is a shelter for runaway kids. So we did that. I love doing that kind of stuff. Love being involved with the community, doing the Egg Fest.
That was going to be the next,
yeah,
thing I was going to talk about.
If anybody doesn't know out there, it's a huge cooking competition, but you do all the cooking on green egg,
the big green
which
eggs.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
And actually, Mr. Keith is going to be helping with the cooking part of things,
weapon.
You know?
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It'll be a great time, but yeah.
Yeah. So what, and actually, Stone and Ryan and the guys from here at Radio X went down to Bowtie's Bourbon and Big Green Eggs last night at the whiskey bar. Had a couple of drinks and saw hi to all those guys. So,
oh, cool.
I didn't get any idea what some of the other guys were cooking, so we're still, but I've got faith in what we're going to prepare,
yeah,
but that's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but also I think it'll be a great way for people to find out about that realtor guy.
Yeah.
You know, that with, you know, it's kind of my, my slogan that my slang that I'm getting out there. You know, if you need a call or buy, sell that realtor guy.
There you go. So if somebody does need to get in touch with you or wants to get in contact or see your listings, give us, how do they do that?
They can call me, text, 850-637-8622. They can go to my website, which is floridaspremierrealtor.com, or Facebook. I'm actually, you know, since I'm not from Pensacola, it seems like I'm realizing that I have to become a Facebook person,
yeah,
which I really didn't want to be. You know,
hey, but, you struggled with that for a little while.
I did. And now I'm like, my wife is on me because I'm on there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's either emails or phone calls or now Facebook. And that's the exact reason why I didn't want to, because I knew it would consume all of your time. But, you know, facebook.com/Tim.Eklund, which is EKELUND, the Norwegian.
Yeah.
Also, if you ever watch Million Dollar Listing, New York, there's a Frederick Eklund.
Mm-hmm. Is that any relation?
Maybe, hopefully.
Should be, yeah.
I mean, he's doing well. Even though he's Swedish, I'm, you know, the Norwegian, but hopefully I can learn some stuff from the other Eklund.
Yeah.
That was going to be actually a Twitter handle that I think we were going to create, was the other Eklund, but then it abbreviated.
Somebody else took it?
No, I think we got it, but it abbreviated for Toe.
Oh,
which
nice.
We kind of thought was funny, but we've never really done anything. The other Eklund. So.
I'm glad you stayed away from that one. So.
Just find me on Toe.
Yeah. Well, Tim, man, thank you for being on with us today.
Oh,
please
thank you.
Stick around for a little while. It's Tim Eklund with the agency, and give him your phone number and your slogan again.
Yeah, it's that realtor guy. So if you need a sell or buy, call that realtor guy, 850-637-8622. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, this, absolutely.
That was a lot easier than I thought.
For both of us. So okay.
I can go back to chewing my gum.
All right, so this is Pensacola Business Radio. So let's move into our next guest, Aaron Wilmer, financial advisor for Edward Jones. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. So Aaron, tell us a little bit about what you do, who you are.
I am a native-born Pensacolian, and I served in the military for 24 years, the Navy. Go Navy. Beat Army. Anyway, I am been with Edward Jones for about 4 years now, and I just love what I do.
Yeah? So how did Aaron become a financial advisor?
It was probably fate is what I would say, because it wasn't anything that I planned on doing when I retired from the Navy. And I have a friend of mine, Joel Dunham, who is an Edward Jones advisor, that presented the opportunity to me. And once I looked at the company and decided, I just really drunk the Kool-Aid, as my husband said, and joined with Edward Jones. And I've loved it ever since.
So I guess for those that may not know, and honestly, I only know a certain side of Edward Jones, and I don't know the full profile, but who is Edward Jones Investments? And then the next question would be is why should a person invest, or why should we use a company like Edward Jones to do that?
Well, because we're the best. No, we were voted the best of the Bay financial advisor here in Pensacola. But what I would say about Edward Jones is we've been a company for over 50 years, and Edward Jones is a very conservative investment company. They really focus on the serious long-term investor and the small business owner, someone who wants to build a legacy for themselves and their family. One of the things that I really respect about our company is the fact that we don't sell fly-by-night products. We don't sell risky products. And you may get some kind of slack from clients who want to buy stuff like that, but it's really because Edward Jones has the best interest of the client at heart. And so that is one of the things that really sold me about them.
Very neat. So you were saying they like the small businesses and the local business stuff. So very big in our community here in Pensacola, correct?
Yes. It's about eight offices located here in Pensacola.
Yeah, that's a lot for our town.
It is. It is.
That's great that you guys have that kind of desire here. So, you know, give me an Edward Jones model for investing.
An Edward Jones model for investing is basically we take a good look at where you are right now, and we ask you, where do you want to go? Where do you want to be in the future? And we just pretty much map out a plan for you to get there. And we do annual checks, sometimes semi-annual checks, or however often you want to meet. And we just make sure that you're still on track, that we're still on track, and we're still working towards whatever goal you've outlined in the very beginning.
So very, very personal experience.
Very personal, face-to-face. We are, whenever we go out and build our book of business, we are probably the only firm that still goes out and greet people face-to-face on their doorstep.
Fantastic. Okay, so I want to invest, but I've got, you know, I don't have 50 grand sitting around. I don't have, sometimes I don't even know if I got 20 bucks sitting around. In fact, Tim's buying me lunch. He just doesn't know it yet. So, you know, what does it take? You know, can, do you need a lot of money to invest? Is this, how does this work?
Well, of course, we're not going to turn down the $1 million investor. Okay. If there are any $1 million out there, come see me, please. But we are serious about the people that are serious about investing. So it really does not take a lot of money to begin investing. What it takes is consistency. Once you start, don't stop. Make sure that you choose quality investments, and that's where the advisor will come in and help you with that. And then when we have situations that we've just had here in August where the market drops drastically, is that we don't panic and get out. So if we do those three things, if we choose quality, we stay invested for the long term, and we stay diversified, we will get to our goals.
So my 20 bucks could turn into $1 million in a couple of years.
A lot of years. But yes.
All right. A lot of years. Hey, look, if we started with 20, we ended up with $1 million. I would feel very comfortable. So, okay. So speaking of that, let's say I've got my 20,000. Let's move past, you know, $20. But what are some good investments that you know, now that you can get into? And I know some of that you may not be able to give, lovely advice over the radio like that, but you know, I guess we just come and see you, huh?
Well, yes, you can come and see me. But what I would say about what are good investments is you want to really, you really want to do your homework or allow your advisor to do their homework and choose something. Make sure that you've identified the goal, where you, what the end game is going to be. Where do you want to go? And then there are a host of variety of investments that you can choose from to get to that goal. And we always take a survey, if you will, of your tolerance in the of how you're going to react to the market, which is basically your risk tolerance. How are you going to deal with if the market does drop? And based on that is how we invest your money.
Okay.
And so again, like I said before, Edward Jones will not offer you anything that's going to be risky. We're just not going to do it. So the companies that we recommend to you are solid, proven companies who've been around for a long time, who've proven themselves in up and down times through whoever was in the office. The presidency office, I mean. Mm-hmm. And so you're just going to get good quality service from Edward Jones.
So I know nothing about investing and I know nothing about where to go or what to do with it. But how am I going to know if it's doing well or not? How am I going to know if Aaron Wilmer is working for me?
You're going to do your annual check-ins with your advisor. If you're not hearing from your advisor on an annual basis, you really need to change advisors. You should be hearing from them, sitting down with them, hearing from them every 6 months with a portfolio review, letting you know how your investments are doing, and sitting down with them face to face at least every year. And if that's not happening, then you are with the wrong person. And you hear that people say, well, they just got my money and I don't hear from them. Well, that's probably the wrong person for you. So you should be hearing from your advisor and talking to them on an annual basis at least.
Okay. So how do I find the right advisor then?
I'm located on 12.
There you go. Yeah, let them know.
Nice.
Really, there are so many different personality types out there. And my recommendation is always find someone that you can trust. Because we're talking about our money. And as we all know, we don't play about our money. We don't play about our mama. And we don't play about our kids.
That's it.
So find someone out there that you can trust. And there's so many different personality types out there. And there's so many different advisors to choose from. And so the main thing is find someone that you can look in the eye and you know that you can trust them.
Right. But within Edward Jones, right, because you guys have 8 offices, so there's got to be somebody in all of those that can match just about anybody, huh?
Exactly. We have 8 locations here in Pensacola. And I'm going to give a shout out to Joel Dunham, who's up on Langley, and a shout out to Lee, who's over on Garden, and a shout out to John Peacock, who's over on
Incidencia.
Myself, I'm over on Sorrento. So there are just several ones out there that I would highly recommend that you sit down with and talk to.
Fantastic. So, Aaron, let's say somebody wanted to find you, get in contact with you or any of your partners in crime. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
Well, you could just Google Aaron and I'll come up. But I am over on Sorrento and Bower, heading out towards Perdido Key. That's where my office is located at. I'm also on Facebook. I have a business page. You can like me on Facebook, and I do daily updates on there. So you can check, and you can also inbox me if you have a question about a particular company. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. So if you are interested in becoming an Edward Jones advisor, shoot me a message on LinkedIn.
Okay. So... as you said, if you're interested, if someone is interested in pursuing their financial, being a financial advisor or joining Edward Jones, how do they do that?
Well, we have a website, edwardjones.com, and on there is a link for careers. And basically, we are looking for people who love helping people. I'm not going to say that it's an easy job because it's not. But if you are determined to provide a better life for yourself and for your clients, it is definitely the career for you. They do have a program for veterans focused just for veterans. That is how I got hired. So if you're a veteran out there and you're interested in doing this line of work, then definitely give me a call.
Great. All right, Aaron. Well, I want to thank you for coming in with us today. I really appreciate it. Please hang out for a little while.
I will.
Okay. And guys, this is Pensacola Business Radio, and we're going to move on to our next guest, the lady with the longest name in the world.
At least this side of the Mississippi, for sure.
Dana Cervantes Richardson with the USO.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, I have a personal experience with the USO,
yes.
Which is what has brought you and Beach Davis into this room today. But, obviously, back in 2012, Beach and I did leadership, Pensacola, and we redid the USOs for both the airport and the one out at the base. So, mm-hmm. There's a soft part in my heart.
I know.
For who you are, but for those that don't know, tell us, what is the USO and what do you guys do?
The mission of the USO is to lift the spirits of America's troops and their families, and that just, you know, covers such a broad array of services and programs that we have. I think a lot of people, when they first think USO, they think entertainment. You know, Bob Hope tours and Toby Keith, mm-hmm. and Kelly Pickler, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, you know, and that is a big part of the USO, especially for those that are serving at forward operating bases overseas, a lot of Afghanistan tours, you know, because they can't get out and have those experiences like they can,
sure.
of course, when they're not serving overseas. So the USO is a big part of, you know, the entertainment for the troops, but there's so much more. I mean, we have troops and families all over the world right here in Pensacola, in Northwest Florida. We have 3 USO centers that serve 15,000 troops per month.
Wow.
Total per month.
Wow.
So we have the center that is in Destin Fort Walton Beach Airport at Eglin.
Okay.
Inside that airport, we also have the center at Pensacola International Airport, and then we have the 10,000 square foot center, which you have been in, and it's beautiful, at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
Yeah, that one's really cool. It's this really cool old historic building.
Yeah. It's 75 years old. It's really cool.
And now it's been updated and painted.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Leadership Pensacola 2012. I'm not going to say best class ever because I'm 2008.
I'm not going to do it.
But so. Y'all, for the USO, best class ever.
Well, I know you're saying you have tons of programs, and we were talking this morning, mm-hmm. about the boxes that you didn't bring because we obviously can't see them on the radio, but
right.
It was something to me that I had no idea that you guys did. So tell us some of what you do.
We have the Trevor Romaine line, as it were. It's a comfort kit, and there's a couple different ones. The one that I was talking about this morning is the With You All the Way kit, and it is designed for children who have parents, at least one, sometimes both parents deployed overseas. on a, you know, 4, 6, 8, 10, 15 month deployment. And it's a coping resource to kind of help them relate to what it is, what life is like when they're, when we have one or more parents that are gone serving their country. So what this kit has is a is Cuddles, the bear, cute little teddy bear.
You are going to have to bring one next time.
I will. I'm going to, just for you.
We'll put them right up in the corner of the studio.
I'll bring it by. Yeah, totally. Just for you. And Cuddles has dog tags, like mom or dad. Cuddles has a flight hat, helmet.
Sure.
You know, with the goggles. The kit comes with a DVD for the child to watch to kind of... Trevor Romaine is a wonderful comedian. His programs are designed for kids. So he goes around also to schools and does these acts, you know. And it's all based around military life for children. So he has his DVD in there. There is also a book for the caregiver. So whoever the child is left with, whether it be mom or dad or grandma, there's a resource for them to kind of guide this child through the next several months.
Right,
without
what's happening
their
parent. In their life. Yeah.
And it, there's a journal, so the child can kind of journal his or her feelings and postcards to send to mom or dad who are gone. And it's just a wonderful kit. We provide all these kits free to any child who is going to be experiencing a deployment. And most of the time we get them two commands. So we'll have a command saying, hey, I've got 300 people deploying in a couple months, and we'll send, you know, 500 kits to them.
So right.
You know, it's designed for children from about 3 to 8 years old. You know, it's about what it's age appropriate for those. So that's the most popular With You All the Way kit. We have other kits that are from Trevor Romaine too, that thank goodness we are not having to distribute as often as we used to.
Right.
There's one called the Memory Box.
Sure.
It is for children who have lost a parent in action, and it's a very it's a great resource with the book that has been requested, not just in this kit, but outside of the kit, because it's such a good...
Just something that helps them cope.
A very good understanding of grief
sure.
and loss, and comes with a little mouse. Does a mouse have a name? I don't know.
But it's really, really cute.
It's a cute little mouse. I don't think he has a name.
I don't know, but it's cute.
I don't know. I think you can name that mouse whatever you want to. But so that is the memory box, also called the grief kit. And
right.
then there's taking care of you. And this is a kit for children who have a parent in the military who has maybe come back from a deployment and they're different. So maybe they've lost a limb. Maybe they have PTSD. Maybe
right.
they're just, you know... sick in some way, and this is a resource for not only the child but also the caregiver on how to adjust to this new life now that mom
sure.
and dad have come back and they're a little different. So that's the Taking Care of You kit. Also has that same unnamed mouse in it and
but
several other things. cute mouse. So those are the kits that are available always at no charge. Anything that the USO does, program, service, always free to military
sure.
and their families. And
well, okay, well, speaking of that too, because I know you guys are very active in our mm-hmm. community, so
yes.
a couple of things I would definitely want people to know is if somebody wants to get in touch with the USO or somebody wants to volunteer or help, how do they do that?
I would prefer that they call Beach about 2 o'clock in the morning on his cell phone. No. We have our website. It's uso.org/Northwest Florida. We have a Facebook page, Northwest Florida, facebook.com/Northwest Florida. We are always available. We have, a staff member in each airport center and the one at NAS. I handle operations for all of Northwest Florida, which includes those three centers and 9 bases. Not
wow.
every base, you know, has a center, but we service and make sure those families are taken care of. So I handle operations and programs for the 9 bases. And we have our director, Heidi Blair, who is our fearless leader over all of us. So all of us are very open and willing and happy to give information about volunteering.
Yeah, I need every hand you can get.
About donating. You know, we're nonprofit. A big misconception of the USO is that we are run by the government. We are not a government agency. We are designed for the military, but we are not funded by the military. So we are completely nonprofit. So every dollar counts. So we are always open to those that just say, hey, you know, I want to help the troops. I want to support our military. Here's $5. Go buy some bottled water. You know, yeah, we love that.
Absolutely.
So, with 15,000 troops coming through our centers, we provide snacks and drinks.
That's amazing.
You know, they always have free Wi-Fi and video games. We have pool tables and ping pong tables. It is a place where they can come. It is their home away from home. These, especially at NAS, with those guys and girls that are coming through that center, they're students, usually at NAS for a short amount of time.
Yeah. Doing the training, like, training. Right? They're just getting inundated into the Navy.
Man, they're about 18 to 24. Yeah. Many of them the first time away from home. So our volunteers just kind of act as that mom, dad, grandma, brother, sister, you know, they just come in wanting that interaction with the volunteers because they're missing home. And
sure.
So we are that home away from home. We always try to have something baking in the oven and, you know, snacks and drinks are always there. We go through a lot. They eat a lot.
Yeah.
They're growing a lot.
Cool. So let's talk about some of the events that you guys have coming up. I know one that I've been a part of over the years has been the turkey thing.
Yeah. Bees, you want to talk about that? Yeah.
Sure. The turkey thing isn't Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? They're frying all the birds and feeding everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, just like Dana said, you know, we are a home away from home. So NAS location on Thanksgiving Day, and we're open 7 days a week, 365 days a year, barring any kind of natural disaster. But on Thanksgiving, we feed about 12 to 13, upwards maybe even to 1,500 troops, a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We have phenomenal community support from McGuire's giving us 40 pans of mashed potatoes, Penn Air Federal Credit Union giving us, how many, what was it?
200
turkeys. Yeah. Oh. And and then we have, you know, volunteers who come and help cook cook that food. Grand Marlin gives us 50 gallons of homemade gravy. And it's delicious. I know my mouths are watering right now, right?
Yeah. I think I know what I want for lunch.
But that really, truly does. I mean, we set up a nice outside seating area at NAS. We have live entertainment. We've got, top brass at NAS comes out and actually volunteers, you know, are slopping some cranberry sauce onto the plates. And it's really neat to watch those troops line up. And I often joke with the volunteers and the troops. They always get into this thank you war. You know, the volunteers are always like, thank you for your service.
Right.
And the service members are like, no, ma'am, thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you for being
lunch.
No, thank you for your service. And it's just so, I get goosebumps every time I tell that story. But there are just so many thanks that go around on Thanksgiving. And it really, truly exemplifies what that holiday is about, what our service members do for our community, and what our community does for our service members. And what Dana said, too, this is a lot of the first time they're away from home. So this is the first time they haven't had a Thanksgiving meal at home. They've got enough leave to either go home for Thanksgiving or go home for Christmas. And you're usually going to want to hop home for the holidays and, you know, get those presents and bring them back to your dorm room. But so it's very, very important to us to really provide that home away from home for those troops. So that is a phenomenal experience. We're growing every year. We're getting better every year. And I'm
getting
telling
more
you,
turkeys every year,
more
too.
And more turkeys every year, fried, smoked, you know. And then, of course, Thanksgiving's not just that day for us. It's the whole weekend.
Right.
So we've got, you know, leftovers the next day, which, you know, for some people even better than Thanksgiving itself,
there's
right?
There's nothing better than turkey
sandwiches. Good old turkey sandwiches, right?
Cranberry on
but
it.
We've got movie marathons and we've got outdoor activities. Luckily, here in Florida, November doesn't mean freezing cold weather.
Hey, don't jinx us.
I'm sorry, right?
You're not even supposed to talk about weather.
Sorry. Come from the radio pro. But we've been very fortunate in the past to have some really great activities, and we're just going to do the same thing. We just get bigger and better every year, and the staff and volunteers, and I can't hit this home enough. It's the volunteers that help us run. We have over 350 volunteers in our three centers here in Northwest Florida. And to become a volunteer, it's super easy. If you want to sign up online, it's usovolunteer.org. So pop on there, look up Northwest Florida. The two airport centers, we have what we call a high-class problem. We're actually on a waiting list right now for volunteers, but Pensacola International Airport is actually going to be expanding their hours, opening at 5 a.m. and closing at 11 p.m. Right now, we're 8 to 8, so we're open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're actually, our need is to go longer than that.
Sure.
Because our troops coming
in. You've got early flights coming in and out there, too.
Exactly. You know, and then even late flights.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're exhausted, you know, you can kind of fall asleep on a couch at a out in the airport, but wouldn't it be better to kind of hang out at the USO and charge your phone, grab a snack again, go always
watch
going back to
TVs.
Snacks,
yeah.
Right, play a little Xbox. They do it all there.
Cool.
There's a really cool quote that I use every year as an example of the importance of this Thanksgiving event that we have. And there was a young Marine who had just finished eating. He was on the phone with his mom and he hung up, and Heidi was standing next to me, and she said, did you talk to your mama today? And he said, yes, ma'am. And she was worried about what I was doing, and I told her I was at the USO, and she cried because she knew that I was being taken care of. Yeah, so that's
very
just,
cool.
Yeah, we love it.
Okay, so I know we do the Thanksgiving thing every year. Mm-hmm. What else do you guys do? I know because there's events all year long.
Oh, yeah.
That you guys hold to raise money or get volunteers or do stuff for the troops, correct?
Right. We have a few big fundraisers, I would say. The major fundraisers, we just have a few of those. Other than that, you know, it's just little stuff throughout the year that all adds up, thank God, because we need it so bad. But, you know, we have on Veterans Day, the Okaloosa County Golfer Heroes Golf Tournament, and that's held in Crestview. So right now, registrations and sponsorships are being accepted on our website, uso.org/Northwest Florida. And then this will also be the third year that we do the Pensacola International Airport Runway Run 5K.
Yeah, that one's cool.
That is so cool. It has been so successful the last 2 years. So this third year, and we just keep growing. So this third year, we're really amping up the after race event. We didn't realize how many people were going to stick around.
Well, that's
last
the whole
year.
Point of a race is
right.
To drink a couple of beers when you're done and hang around.
Yeah. So we decided we're just going to make it a bigger party this year. So we're going to have, you know, maybe not so much beer because there's a lot of kids there. Well, but
sure.
We'll have like a jump house,
leftover,
you know.
Leftover gravy, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know, we'll bring some. We'll have some turkey. No, but last year we had just under 700 runners, so we're hoping to have 1,000 this year. That is
okay,
our
so,
goal.
And I haven't done this yet, but mm-hmm. I saw it last year, and I think I was out of town for the event. But you're running down the actual runway.
Yes. Okay. So they closed down a runway. Sorry, travelers. Now there's plenty other ones open, but they closed down a runway. And you actually run on the runway. So you see Pensacola International Airport like from a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
From the actual runway. So it is fantastic. And we had a good group of families come out. Those that were serious runners like me. No, I'm not serious. I'm totally lying. So serious runners, we have those that are just wanting to support our troops and do this kind of a fun thing. It's a 5K. And then many that brought their kids out.
Yeah.
And the kids
had
a blast.
Yeah, because that's 3.1 miles. So it's not.
Yeah.
It's totally okay for a kid to walk or take a stroller with you and bring the whole family.
Strollers
right?
are totally welcome. And there's plenty of room on the runway. So, and then, of course, stick around for the after event because we have really cool medals that we give out, and there's always a cool t-shirt. The t-shirts keep getting cooler every year, so this year it will be no exception. But right now it is a perfect time to register because it's only $20. Usually it's, you know, it's $35,
yeah,
but right now
you
can
closer.
Go on just to runway5k.com, sign up and okay. $20. That's a great way to support your troops.
Yeah. And, you know, when's the actual event?
December 5th. Takeoff is at 10 a.m.
Okay.
A lot of runs I know start a lot earlier, but they got some UPS flights that got to come in,
yeah.
Some FedEx flights. So once those come in, then we kind of schedule it around the flights, of course.
Well,
so,
and I'll tell you because I do run. It's good that you
clearly
start at 10.
Clearly you were running.
The early runs
yeah.
are hard. You know, the double
they
bridge,
are?
You're up at 5 and, you know, in the morning.
I thought that was y'all's thing. So that's why I don't understand,
you know,
runners.
It may be
no,
their
okay.
thing, but it's certainly not
yours.
Mine.
Okay, that,
certainly
I knew
not mine.
I liked it. I knew.
Well, since you're a runner, when is that Bayou Hills run? Is that in the fall?
I think that one's in the spring.
Is that the one with all the hill, like the actual, like
yes,
it's no joke hills?
All through East
right.
Hill and stuff.
So just to point out to those non-competitive runners, this is a completely flat course.
Yeah.
So yes. You have to have that to look
for. There is
to.
No turning around. I mean, it's one straight line and to the finish line.
I think you do a loop twice.
It loops around.
Okay.
It does have curves.
But you got to think you're curving about as much as an airplane does.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You got plenty of time.
You got a pretty good
mosey on around and back.
And we definitely are could use some businesses out there that you want to sponsor. That like I said, the after event area is so awesome. Everybody gathers, so you'll have, you know, a good 800 to 1,000 people just in that area visiting your booth, you know, getting information about your business. So we have sponsorships that are available that you can check out on our website. And then of course, all you runners out there that want to come and run on the runway, get online and get your registration while it's cheaper, because this is a good time. And like I said, $20, you get a cool t-shirt. It's going to our troops.
And gravy afterwards.
And yeah, and we'll have, you know, boats of gravy. Just drinking it.
All right, very cool. Well, Dana and Beach, both, thank you very, very much for being here.
You,
and Aaron and Tim, thank you guys as well for being here.
Good job, you guys. You're
awesome.
Do we do a golf clap? Or
right.
Well, you know, you don't have a microphone for it, so yeah, no, just going to hang out. Again, guys, this is Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us at Pecola Radio X. We have a Facebook page, Pensacola Business Radio, and, of course, our website, pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank you guys all for being here on Pensacola Business Radio, where your business is good and your work matters.